cells. Although there are already encouraging results, further research is still needed, including assessing the effectiveness of the drug during a clinical trial.
In national news, a safety program developed by Veg Education and WorkSafe Victoria is using visual aids and a diverse range of languages to improve safety for workers in the agricultural industry. According to Safe Work Australia, agriculture is one of the nation's deadliest industries. The program aims to help culturally and linguistically diverse workers, who comprise around 11% of the Australian agricultural workforce, better understand the risks associated with the industry. Veg Education Managing Director Catherine Valicia says there was a definite gap in the market for multicultural safety training before this program was introduced.
Student vets are being pushed into poverty as they have been left out of a list of students eligible for a new Commonwealth PRAC payment, which was announced earlier this month. This came after the Australian Veterinary Association submitted a request to the government to forgive some HECS help debt, which won't be reviewed until 2025. Association President Dr. Barker says she doesn't understand why the government doesn't seem to respect the profession. The veterinary industry is struggling with a shortage of skilled workers, student debt and placement poverty, and high suicide rates. The lack of support has led many students to abandon the field without graduating. Education Minister Jason Clare did not comment on why veterinary students were left off the eligibility list for the Commonwealth PRAC payments.
In international news, Thailand is set to relist cannabis as a narcotic by the end of the year, after being one of the first countries to decriminalise its recreational use in 2022. Since its decriminalisation, the Thai retail sector for the drug has experienced rapid growth, projected to generate up to $1.8 billion by 2025. Prime Minister Shweta Thavisin says cannabis will still be allowed for health and medical purposes, but remains adamant that drugs are a problem that threaten to destroy the future of the country.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool as everyone who subscribed during... Sorry, I guess there was a mistype there. Brisbane is cool. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and head to 4ZZZ.org.au.